Hi, and welcome to the apprentice training. Hang on just a minute. I've got two classes, and obviously, here we are. We are in the first one. So we're going to be doing a wonderful program today on... it's so funny because I just finished the beautiful program. So, creating the beautiful program. So we're going to be talking about DNA today. Ah, yes, it all comes back to me. All right, and good, everybody's all signed in. All right, so we're going to get started here with our slides, and then I have a really interesting chart for you guys I think you're going to love. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, and sages from the greater and lesser traditions, Jesus and Mary, we ask for your presence on this call. We ask for a special blessing for each of the apprentices that they might find their answers today and that they might learn more deeply how to practice the quantum activations for their betterment, for full self-expression, liberation, enlightenment, for their careers, for their family, and for all the ways that we can use this wonderful work to further ourselves, further all of the people we love, and further humanity. We thank you so much for all the blessings that we have received, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the beauty we experience in every moment of every day. We thank you for bringing the peace, the calm, the serenity, and the equanimity into our lives. And we thank you so much for the grace that flows to us at every moment, ready to shower blessings onto us as we are able to receive. We open our hearts and allow that grace and the wisdom of the DNA to flow to us now. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body, and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And our opening blessing, a call to lighten. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts, bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. And today we're going to be talking about DNA, DNA resets, DNA of others, soul development, DNA splicing, and God DNA. So we're just having a candid discussion about DNA for the next 45 minutes or so. We're not going to be doing any clearings. However, I am going to be giving you the DNA obliteration chart again to review, but we won't be really going into the DNA obliteration chart today. We're going to look at some other things about DNA. So you'll have the chart for referring to. So we're going to start with the DNA, here it is, our conversation chart. Oh, Okay, and this really isn't a clearing chart. I put it together so that you had the DNA information in one place, and I thought that that might be really helpful to just kind of see it in one place, to have all these things that we're addressing today on one chart. So we're just going to take a look at things one by one. I'm happy to address and answer questions if I can. We're really in kind of a newer phase of looking at different things about DNA, the DNA obliteration we've been doing for years, and so that's really, really mapped out really well. Does feel like we might have 5 or 10 minutes at the end of class to go through very quickly and review the DNA obliteration chart. You're going to find this extremely helpful. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with hellos, but let's see. Dale and Julie, Maria and Diane, Pam, Julie C., Jenna, and Kathy, Sabrina, Sue, Lorraine, Anita, Jason, George. You're welcome. Ilme, Karen, Anne-Marie, Sheila, Albert, Arcady, and Sean. And by the way, these special sessions are ongoing. So every other month we pull together our apprentices. And let me see if I can just do that really quickly. So you might notice on the enrollment page that there is a class schedule for apprentices. I might be able to just pull that up to show you if you weren't familiar with where to look for that. But we did put this together more recently, so let me just show you that so that you know that these are now ongoing classes. And I just felt that it was necessary for us as the apprentice program really to get together and have a look and a conversation about things unique to us as apprentices and me as your mentor. So we're in August, we're on DNA, then we go into discipline and follow-through needed to become self-ignited in your trainings, and then rich wise elder love wisdom, how to give and receive, that's in December. Let's see, am I showing it to you? Yes, I am. Okay. And then February is free to set your highest and best intentions for both health, love, wealth, and relationships, and learn to clear the fine art of discovery, how to muscle test, and understanding all of our wonderful quantum pump techniques, and then here we are. So we have 6 special trainings. These trainings can be found on the apprentice page, so that welcome to your Quantum Activations Apprentice training. So that's the enrollment page. Just if you wonder and you want to get those into your schedule and you haven't seen that before. Okay. All right. DNA resets. They affect or are part of or in essence, matter, energy, embodiment, and amplification. This is the action that happens when you, I didn't finish saying hi to people, did I? Anne-Marie, hi, Sheila, Albert, Arcady, Sean, and George. Okay, perfect. All right. And we have 37 active apprentices right now. We just had someone complete their program, hoping that people will stay on for 2 to 5 years. That's where we're going to really see the big transformation. We're hoping to bring in quite a few new apprentices this fall so that we have even a larger group. My ultimate goal with our group, by the way, if you know of people who you think would be perfect for this, is to bring in 150 a year of apprentices. So we're doing great at 37. I think this is our highest number was 38, so we're right there in, you know, doing what we need to do and building our community and our training program. So the DNA resets. This is the action that happens when you are waking, just like a computer. When you shut down, so you turn off the computer, it will reset itself. Just like I had my handyman come in while I had my girl helpers here something happened with the dishwasher, and maybe they opened it while it was running. I don't know, but I could have done it for all I know. It just stopped functioning. And what I know is if you can reset it by unplugging it, which is way too heavy for me to do, it will reset itself. Well, my handyman looked at me and says, oh, silly, you can just flip the switch on the circuit breaker and turn it back on and it'll restart, which it did. So you shut something off, you shut your computer off, you shut any technology off, let it reset and then turn it back on, and it'll come back to the old original program. Now, when we're working in DNA and we're working on the resets in DNA and we're clearing the DNA of some problem energy like we do in DNA obliteration, we don't want the old program to resurface. We want the clearing to hold. And so this is what the problem is. The problem is the reset coming on. With cellular neogenesis, it can be up to 30% of the time that resets, not rest, that's resets, may be a factor in slowing or stopping regeneration. It could be that you got part of the clearing, but then when the, maybe you got the whole clearing. Maybe you got the whole DNA obliteration clearing, so you cleared it, and part of it held and part of it didn't. And in the DNA obliteration, when we do like the cancer clearings and things like we do in the fall with the breast cancer, sometimes it's high, if you don't address the resets, it can be as high as 40%. So typically when you see DNA on a chart, you'll see resets and of others if that's a factor. So I typically am including that in there. But if you notice, gosh, I feel like I've reset, then you want to work more deeply at looking at what those factors are. And one of the things that could be a factor also is that your DNA was set properly, but you had DNA of others, which we're going to address in a minute. DNA of others might not have reset. Sleep is not the only reset trigger. Trauma, extreme fatigue, in an event kind of situation, may also revert you to an original program where your body considers the safe program you came in with, the program that you came in with as the safe one. And that might be where your survival is at stake. I had an interesting experience. I'm going to come on the screen here and talk about this. So we're talking about resets, and we already have known for so long that resets happen when we go to sleep. But when else do resets happen? And last weekend when I went down to Southern California, it was a tough trip. We left at like 4 in the morning. I was so proud of myself. We got down to Southern California around lunchtime. The trip was kind of hard on Adelia. It was 6 hours and 45 minutes of driving, which in both cases ended up being way, way longer because she needed to stop a lot. And she's just waking up. She's hearing. I'll just go grab her and I'll be right back. So I was just explaining about resets and on the way back. So she was really hyper, kind of not being her best. And I had a meeting with our PR press release guy, and she kind of screamed and was naughty through it. And then I left her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I left her with a sitter while I could go to John Astro's house.
Uh-oh.
Everything's okay, honey. And then we went home the following day, met with the attorneys, which went with very well. But it took us 12 hours to get home. Adelia just kept screaming. She wanted out of her car seat. It was 107 in the desert. We were stopping in the desert, and it was hard. But it was also hard on me. So Adelia was doing a lot of screaming and I just wasn't having a good time energetically myself. At some point I was like, oh God, please let her go to sleep for a little bit so I can just get us home. Yeah. So what I noticed, though, the next day is that some really significant improvements I had been making on my skin. I've been working on the looser skin on my neck. Don't really have any fat here, but I've had some loose skin. Yeah. Yeah. And that had gone back. It had reverted. And I saw that it was like my body reset in the trauma, probably the extreme heat and the exhaustion, and then there was bad driving. There was four cars that almost crashed into me. It was the strangest drive. It was not a pleasant drive. And then Adelia in the back seat being very vocal. So I noticed that it just looked like I completely reset to like 2 months ago before I started, which has been really interesting to be working on that and then see that I'm making pretty fast progress. But I could see that there was something that I didn't know, that when you're in kind of an extreme episode, your body may go into the survival, like if you've gone into flooding, you may go into the survival mechanism, which will reset the DNA down lower, or even where you've been working on clearing patterns, those patterns might resurface because they're the old patterns that the body's used to, and the new patterns haven't established themselves long enough. Now, one of the things that John Assaraf was saying, and he's more of a psychology guy, is that you need 100 days to establish any real permanent change because you've created a new track. And I like that idea. Other authorities have said 21 days or 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, and John's saying 100. Is that true? About 130 days, I think, really does the trick. So you just reset yourself if that happens, and then you clear reset. I think it was, that was my body response to that. So that's reset. Let's go back to the chart again. If you need this chart in front of you, you're not seeing it well, you can write into support or trainings. They have the chart too. I'm not going to be able to do so much with my hands temporarily. Okay. All right. And then for resets, platter is probably the best to remove reset issue at the start. And then once you've made the change in the body, thank you, sweetheart. That's very nice. I love you. Or the DNA, use platter for about 3 minutes. So to address the memory of the original program being no longer a factor. You can also embed a new thought for the issue if it needs something. In this case, affirmations can also be useful. Meaning, when you clear cancer DNA, you don't need to put anything in there. But when you clear, like, a negative pattern around wealth, you might want to put a positive pattern around wealth in there. So there are some pieces of DNA, and you can ask this when you're in a class and we're working on something, but some areas of DNA that you might want to put a new program in there. In others, you just want to just see that program removed completely. So, like, I can think about Parkinson's or heart disease or cancer or those things that kind of lay in the DNA are not things that we ever wanted in our DNA, and there they are. And so those things, you want to just have them permanently gone. You don't need to replace that with anything. You don't need to put anything else there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about is DNA of others. As you can see, we have a nice chart here. So if you're not noticing, we're not just talking about the first one. We're going to talk about all of the different aspects of DNA. So DNA of others, matter, embodiment, and amplification. This happens when you have received and integrated into your body, blood, tissue, or an organ from another. So blood, tissue, or an organ from another. Since you were looking for help to survive, for example, with blood or organ donation, that's your survival, right? the DNA introduced from another may end up being the dominating program. There may be some reason also to question the possibility of absorbing DNA from a dominant person in your life though we've not explored this, but for an example, an ex-husband who was particularly abusive. If you'd been, you know, kind of a subservient victim, and you had to kind of bow your head and allow whatever he was doing to happen, even though you didn't want it to happen, I'm just sensing and picking up that that's a real possibility of another way that DNA can get into us. But I haven't really explored it. So how could someone who didn't have, wasn't putting their blood in you, and what I think it is a mirroring, like mirroring cell to cell mirroring when we feel happy and we see someone and we smile and then they smile and our cells feel uplifted. I'm thinking that that may also be how some DNA information gets in over a period of time from another. It's a new concept. It's something that I was looking at this morning. Why don't you have a sip of Mommy's water? We can't do that right now, honey. Mommy's teaching. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then in DNA obliteration, you will want to address all DNA, not just your own, if you have this issue, so DNA of others. So, for example, if you know on the chart, let's see, if you see on the chart DNA, make a mental note, I'm addressing all details from myself and contributing DNA as I clear. And or subtle energy from others. I don't know what that means. Okay, so is there anything else I want to say about that? Yeah, so I have DNA from others from three, and I know that I've had skin transplant for sure. And then I've been in accidents, and I've had in surgeries, they've had me, hang in there, honey. They've had me leave my own blood, but apparently I have blood or DNA information from three, not just myself. So when I clear, I've got to clear for myself and the other information that's in there. And that was kind of a curious question also. I was wondering, does that integrate into our original strand, the new information? No. No. So that's interesting. But it is into ourselves. That's so interesting. So it's part of ourselves, the structure of ourselves, the foreign information. Okay. Yes, we'll have lunch in a few minutes, okay? About 15, 20 minutes, Mommy can get you something. Do you remember Mommy tried to give you applesauce and apple juice and you wouldn't eat it? Now Mommy has to teach for a few minutes, okay? Okay. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about DNA direction and soul development. Adelia, Mommy can't do it right now. Do you want to go play with your toys for a few minutes? Okay. DNA and soul development. This affects matter, embodiment, and amplification. So your spiritual DNA, part of your physical DNA, contains the details for the development of your field of embodiment, which is your protective chalice for your soul, to live out life in the body. There is some faction of humanity that does not have the information in their spirit DNA. Looks like non-human spirits, but not including angels. Angels do have the directions for embodiment and soul. So what's happening is soul development, meaning not advancing your spirit, but actually when you as a person are developing, like Adelia, there's a soul that's also developing. Adelia, honey, you have to go back in your bed then if you're going to be fussy. Okay? Do you want to go back in your bed? Okay, then no fussing, please. Okay. So the direction. Okay. I'm just going to put her in her room.
It's okay, honey. It's all right. I think you'd be happier resting. Why don't you rest for a few more minutes, okay? I really think you'd be happier. I'll give you a book. You want to read a book?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you a couple books. Your favorite book. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a book.
No, you don't have to go night-night. Just read a book until I'm ready, okay? Okay, just read your books. No night-nights. Okay. Okay. So when we talk about, in this case, soul development, it just means developing the field of embodiment or soul. So that's what we're working on when we're looking at DNA direction of soul development. And that if you look at it and you've gone through the essence class, you'll know that that part of DNA, that's part of essence, is where that information comes from to develop the chalice, the protective chalice for the spirit, so that life and embodiment can happen. And let's talk about that for a minute. So we have these beautiful bodies. And if we didn't have the field of embodiment that gets developed through the DNA, so if we didn't have the soul, then it would be a very difficult, if not pretty challenging experience in the body. But there was a time early on in the development of humankind when we didn't have the soul, the field of embodiment. So there was a time, and that's in spiritual, like religious documentation too. And during that time, the spirit became dangerously dim, meaning that the light was going out in spirit as it lived in the corporeal body. So what the DNA informs this field to do is to develop so that it can protect spirit, so that it can hold and protect spirit as it goes through the experience of body, so as living in the body. And you may wonder, well, why did I take on living in the body? And we live in the body because that's where it's all happening. We can definitely live in the spirit realm, and many people forget how to incarnate after time. You know, if they haven't incarnated in a body for hundreds of years, it's going to be really, really hard to master an incarnation. But where growth, real growth happens is in the body. We're learning, we're developing, we're advancing. And so this is the big, exciting place to be. This is what we want. We want to be in the body. So we want to be in the body in mastery. And what an exciting time to be in the body when we're in the age of transformation. We're in an age where of God equality, of being able to have God information. Gosh, there was a quote in scripture yesterday. It was from the book of Mark. I think it was 2:22, but I'm not positive. But they were quoting, Jesus was talking about a miracle, and he referred to himself as the Son of Man created this miracle. And I think about this and even greater things than these you shall also do. And Jesus was a beautiful avatar in a body teaching how to master the transformative qualities of the quantum field, even though he wasn't using those words. And, you know, that's the opportunity that we are now in, where it's safer to have some magic in you and be able to at will change things and make things better. So it's a wonderful time to be here, and that is what I'm talking about when I talk about DNA direction for soul development, is that the DNA forms the field of embodiment. That's where the DNA, that's where the information comes from. The field of embodiment essentially is the soul. Okay, I'm going to get through all of this, George. I can see you have questions about eating meat. I don't know about eating meat. Can eating meat convey DNA of others? No. Okay, and you're welcome, Karen. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute, Sean, for the question of full study of more strands of DNA. It's coming. It's definitely coming. We obviously can't do that in like a 45-minute class, but this is a good training right now to give you some more working information on DNA. But it is coming. So DNA splicing affects matter, genesis, and amplification. Something spliced into our DNA, so splicing something into the DNA for good or bad, for storage, it is an anchor. Humans, as well as aliens, have this skill. Humans at Stanford are storing family documents. They're experimenting with and storing family documents of DNA of individuals, saying it has a large storage capacity and much longer storage life. For an example, and they use this in the article I read, an old floppy disk is completely useless 20 years later. So it had its moment, and it's gone. It has no use and can't even be there unless you have a really old machine to use it in. It does nothing. So 20 years, and that is completely irrelevant. But DNA stays relevant because it continues on. It's elegant, it's sophisticated, and so scientists are experimenting with how to use and store things in the human body. And then it would be just showing up, for example, land records. They would be showing up in their children and grandchildren and things. Okay, and now we're on to the last piece that I wanted to talk to you about, which is God DNA, perception, which is our emotional, mental, essence, all of the parts of spirit, matter, genesis, and amplification. And we authentically have two God strands. Separate that just a little bit so it's easier to see, which are unique to us, and we own and are the author of these. We have 22, just automatically when we come into life, we have 22 from mother's side, 22 from father's side, which contain our genetic heritage and systems development and function. So there's a lot of really rock solid good information that gets passed on from mother and father's side of DNA. And then we have these two authentic God strands. And then in the final column, we talk about, and Sean was asking about this because we did a DNA class, and yes, the strands were shortened by an alien race. We confirmed that, and I was working on, in the blueprint of extending the strands, and then there were additional strands, many additional strands. And so my initial comment on this, and I feel very careful and cautious about this, we don't want to charge forward. We want to actually take our time looking at those additional strands. It's like, what will they add to life? So though I think we need to exercise caution, it's exciting to look at both the extension so that we have back to our original strands where someone had asked, was our ability to become enlightened shortened or made more difficult by those strands being cut? And so they're shortened, and I got a yes. And I worked in the blueprint, and I got them so that they were extended back to their length. Now, let me just see if the apprentice is here. So it looks like at least seven of you have the extended strands from the DNA class, where I think that was in our last class of the DNA program, and probably not all of you were in the DNA class that we did. So it looks like at least seven of you have that extended strands on both ends. And then looking into the additional strands and mastering, but I'm thinking that we need to master the basics before we strive for big shifts that we may not have the sophistication or awareness to handle well. So once we've really owned and mastered what we have, I think that there's no reason for us not to continue to pursue looking at multiple layers of strands. And what I saw when I was teaching the class was there were six additional. So we have two. We have a double helix right now. We have two strands. And then there's six more, and we began to bring them to the surface. So there's six more that aren't visible that really are meant for all of humanity. And then people started talking about 16 and 24 strands. And I honestly think that there is all of that available. But I think that we need to be careful about what we're bringing in, who created it, why we would need it, and what would it change in us? How would we be different by having that additional DNA? So I think that there's just some questions to ask before we start kind of being excited about more DNA and more strands. And then when we've worked on DNA, for example, in our diamond class, we've worked on pumping up our mother's and father's DNA to make it more our own and raising the frequency and vibration to God DNA. And so that's one of the things that we've done using the DNA process. It's just enjoyed pumping for a couple hours to raise our DNA and the information that comes to us from our DNA into our body, informing our body. I'm going to show you the DNA obliteration chart next. Okay, and we have recently in a recent class gone through this. So the pre-work is prayer and lifting the energy. The first step is identifying the DNA challenge using muscle testing. And then step two is clearing right permission to remove it and disappear it from your body. And step three, removing poor or harmful programming in the DNA. Mirroring would be step four. The new DNA program, if you need to replace the old DNA program, like I said, there are things that we just clear and don't replace, and there are things that we clear and replace, and you can do that with affirmations. And then finally, addressing resets. And so you want to just test, is this going to be a factor for resets? And you can clear that. So all those directions are in the charts on DNA. Okay. Good. We've kind of flown through that. I'm glad we got through a lot of that. I'm going to put this back. This one back. Oh, thank you, Carol. I felt... I know that there is more for us to know, and I just feel very strongly that we should not rush, that we should just, as it makes sense, learn, you know, the pieces piece by piece. And that's always how I have approached the DNA. I think specifically I've always felt very cautious and careful about the DNA. The DNA, I'm always telling people, 97% of our DNA is fantastic. I'm going to come back on the screen and talk about this. So there was a lady, I was at the, well, it was called the Schlepian, part of the Berkeley Psychic Institute a zillion years ago. Not a zillion, but 25 years ago. And while I was in there training as a, I don't know what they called us, like an apprentice. I was a student there. And there was a lady who just sat down and said, I'm just going to clear all of this lady's mom's DNA from her body. And the teachers didn't discover it right away. And when they did, they actually threw her out of the school completely. She was never allowed to come back to the school. And, you know, all the skill of all the teachers working together to put replace and repair the damage that that lady had done. And I think one of the things to know is that there are resets, so probably a lot of the resets will come back on. But it was a big fire alarm in the school that someone had done something like that, that somebody was going for removing without permission some very, very vital and important DNA information. So DNA we approach cautiously and carefully. You have a very complete DNA chart that of the obliteration chart that tells you how to approach DNA and how to clear it. Now you see DNA on our programs chart. It's in the programs list, and we pump for that, and we do clear DNA just doing like the doorknob or sometimes chopping, and sometimes we don't go through the process of the DNA side slide. The DNA side slide looks like this. So unless you're really in a class where we're talking about DNA obliteration and that's the main theme of the class, you're going to be chopping and that's going to clear DNA, or you're going to be doing doorknob and that's going to clear DNA. Also with DNA, a platter is very effective for some things like resets. So that might be another thing that you might use with the DNA. But the best hand movement for DNA is, of course, the DNA side slide, which could be in the front or it could be off on the side coming in. So those are the two ways that the DNA can be cleared. Okay, we got a really fussy girl in there wanting lunch. I really did sincerely try to give her lunch and she wouldn't do it. So just two more weeks and Adelia starts school. Okay, what sort of timing does it need require? I noticed timing, specific timing recommended for the others, but not for resets. Oh, I think resets is on there. Let's see. Did I really not put in timing for resets? It's very short with resets. Adelia, Mommy can hear you. Please be quiet for a few minutes. Using doorknob for 15 minutes. Do you see that? No, you can't see it. I'm looking at it, and you're not. It's on there, Sean. Right here. Okay. Everything has timing. Should. I went through it a few times, so it should be there. It feels so safe to be in this exploration of DNA with you. We're in good hands. You are. All right, my dears, well, I'm teaching another class right after this one, and I'm going to rush upstairs and get Adelia fed. So, so nice to spend some time with you. You're all doing great work, and I'm really, really happy to see you in the classes. And looking forward to our next time together, whether it be a short phone call or our class. I know some of you are in the beautiful class coming up. Should be really interesting. I'm really, really looking at things in a different way, as you can see from everything I'm doing. The chart I put together today is a brand new chart, starting to really look at all the things that we talk about with DNA. So you'll have that now. That'll be in your member site. Probably should be already in your member site. I sent it off a couple hours ago. And then I'll give you again, which you probably already have, but I'm going to give you again the DNA obliteration process. So you'll have that to be looking at and investigating and asking your questions. I did make a decision to put the clearing cancer DNA back in for October. So the breast cancer free program, we will be doing a public service and doing that once more. So that's a nice way to come in and bring friends in to have the experience of experiencing the DNA process, the DNA obliteration in a group of newbies. And we'll be doing that for a few hundred people, I'm sure, again this year. So that's a really good place to come in and train on that. If you want to, you can also go into our free programs. And past years, we've got the DNA clearing from past years, but a couple years ago. So we didn't have the DNA obliteration chart at that point. But you are welcome to move through that and experience removing breast cancer DNA. That's what we've got up on the free programs in the community area. All right. Well, I love you so much. I'll see a few of you in a few minutes. And you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you this week. Bye-bye, everyone. Lots of love. Bye.